Welcome to the Words of Grace podcast. In these podcasts, we seek to clarify, amplify, and apply the Sunday sermons at Grace Community Church. From time to time, we'll also discuss other topics as we consider how to live out our faith in Christ. Our desire is that the Word of God would press into your everyday life. Well, it's so good to be back. This is Josh.
Hey, Josh. This is Scott, everybody. Good to be with you again.
Yeah, and we normally record on Monday. Today's Tuesday because yesterday was Memorial Day. What'd you do, Scott?
Oh, we spent some time outdoors with the grandchild and listening for birds on a new bird app and had dinner. It was good.
Awesome.
Yeah. How about you?
We did nothing. We had like graduation stuff over the weekend, and we were so busy that we just were like, let's not do anything. So a couple of the kids had made plans with friends, and they kind of got where they needed to get. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, we just kind of hung around the house, which was a welcomed slowdown.
Yes, and to connect to the holiday, aren't we grateful for the freedom that we have, and for those that have paid the price for to maintain the freedom of our country to work and to worship and to raise families, and good. So absolutely. We're grateful.
Yeah, definitely. Well, it was a good day on Sunday. Why don't you give us a sermon recap?
Okay,
we were in Acts 14, right?
Yeah, we were in Acts 14. We dealt with the big picture of Acts 14 last week, and then this past Sunday we dealt with just the one little section in there when Paul and Barnabas are returning on their journey. They've stopped off in cities and preached the gospel, rallied disciples, started churches. Now they're backtracking, going back through them, and they were strengthening their souls, and they were encouraging them to continue in the faith. And I thought it would be good this Sunday to focus on one little phrase, and that is where they said to them, through many tribulations, we must enter the kingdom of God. And I talked about that because I really wanted to bring a word of encouragement to our people.
Yeah.
Tribulation is a must. It's a given. It's a promise. It's related to being a disciple. And to stand true, to stay true and stand firm and to be encouraged and to press forward in the tribulations, not seeing them as the disfavor of God, but seeing them as the road, what the road to heaven and to the kingdom of God is filled with. It is filled with tribulation. And that's because of the conflict of kingdoms. We talked all about that on Sunday.
Yeah.
When we are a follower of Jesus, we are immediately in conflict with other kingdoms that resist the kingdom of God. And the things I pointed out specifically are the kingdom of the self, the flesh, indwelling sin, the kingdom of the world, the value system that is opposed to God, and the kingdom of darkness, which is currently ruled by Satan, limited in time and in power, but very real now. And the conflict that a Christian who's living in the kingdom of God and living under the lordship of Christ comes up against as he or she follows Jesus and then experiences these other things. So, so the exhortation was to press on. God will get us home and know that we're in warfare, in conflict, and that's tribulation, but we can have hope.
Yeah, good. Well, one question that maybe came up out of that, you made a comment in there about comparison. Sometimes when we're going through difficulties that we encounter in our life, we might be prone to look at somebody else who, I think the way you were posing it on Sunday was someone who suffered a great deal more than you are currently suffering. And you might come to the conclusion after that, like, I have nothing to complain about, therefore I just need to shut up about it or something like that.
Yeah.
Is there any place for comparison at all? Is it just all bad? What was kind of the hope of that?
Well, so I'll say I don't really think there's any place for comparison, but we'll come back in a moment and say what positively could we gain by looking at other people's tribulations. The point I was trying to make is that what I have seen often in Christians is a Christian is going through a tribulation. Now, again, what is that? I said, we're not talking merely about the difficulties of life, because everybody experiences the difficulties of life, Christian or not.
Right.
And they don't always lead to the kingdom of God. They're not always on the way to the kingdom of God. But what I was trying to communicate is they often Christians compare their tribulations to other people, and then they see the how difficult other people have it, and then they assume then, well, I don't have as difficult a time as they do, so therefore I have nothing to pray about. It's kind of a weird way of saying I'm not going to turn to God. It has the effect, regardless of what the motive is, I don't know what the thinking is behind that way of thinking, but the effect is I don't pray. I don't turn to God. I'm not watchful in my tribulation. Why? Well, because I'm not even going to think about them because they're not as bad as the next guys. And I thought about this because I explained on Sunday, I thought about this comparison thing because I was reading the book of Job. I'm reading currently in the book of Job. And the very day I picked up Acts 14:22 to start the preparation for the sermon was the day I started reading the book of Job. And I thought, how interesting. Tribulation, that's what Job went through. It's what we're talking about. And that led me to this whole idea of if I just say about Job, his were worse than mine, which is true.
Right.
But if that's all I do, then I don't say, well, okay, then I have to, or then I can't pray. I have no need to pray. Prayers for people who experience the suffering of Job. I don't pray. Or then I miss, well, I'm not going to be sanctified because I'm not turning to God.
Yeah.
Or, I'm not going to find the promises of God because I'm not turning to God. So I've just seen this sort of interesting comparison thing that people do, and it leaves them with nothing because theirs isn't as bad as the next person.
Yeah.
And I would say that's not helpful. It's if we want to look at the other person's suffering, it's for the purpose of learning how God carried them through and then finding out how he'll carry us through. That's the purpose.
Yeah.
Not to keep us from actually turning to God because ours isn't as bad.
Yeah. So looking at maybe the way other people encounter trials isn't in and of itself a bad thing if it encourages us to stand firm in the faith like they did.
Right. What we want to be doing is looking like in Job, the New Testament, consider the patience of Job. Right. So you want to look to Job so that you will learn about patience, not so that you will say, mine aren't as bad as his, therefore I can't even consider mine as a tribulation.
Right.
You'll miss God. But if you say, well, Job's are Job's and mine are mine, he went through it this way, we're supposed to consider his patience, see what God did in his life. It's an encouragement to draw from him to know how to endure the tribulations that we are going through on our way into the kingdom of God.
Yeah, that's great.
That's maybe I could have explained that a little bit better, but this is a great. This is why we do the Words of Grace podcast, right?
That's right.
Amplify, clarify, and apply.
That's right. Yeah, I like that because God wants to hear from his children.
Yes,
he's available. It makes me think of 1 Peter 5, right? Casting all your anxieties on him because he cares for you.
Yes.
And so if we start with like, oh, my father doesn't want to hear my little piddly nothing, kind of thing, then that's missing out on what he wants from us.
Right? I wonder, this is speculative here, which is dangerous. I wonder if there might be a bit of pride in that. Like, I don't really need to turn to God. It's not that bad.
Yeah.
When a proper humility in life is, I need to turn to God for every single thing in life.
Yeah.
Because apart from him, I can do nothing.
Yeah.
But there's something about this, oh, it's not as bad as his, so I guess I don't need, I don't know, I wonder if there might, I'm just curious. Maybe, a little, maybe that, is that an excuse not to turn to God?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll leave that there and let people deal with their heart about it, right?
Yeah.
Let me deal with my heart about it and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Why? Anything that would keep me from turning to the Lord can't be good.
Yeah, that's true. Well, as we continue on, we got some changes coming over the course of the summer and what we're doing on Sunday. So let's talk about that for a moment.
So in terms of Sunday preaching, we'll have one more week in the book of Acts before we take a summer break. And I've had somebody ask me recently, now, why again are we doing that? Okay, I'll explain it Sunday. But at chapter 15, there is a question that is put before Paul and Barnabas and new Christians mm-hmm. in Antioch that they're going to take to Jerusalem to the right. apostles. And the question is, does a person have to be circumcised in order to be saved? Like first, and then circumcised first, turn to Christ, which is a way of saying more generally, does a person have to become Jewish, have to follow the law?
Right.
And then become a Christian by following Christ.
Big question.
And the answer is going to be a resounding no, but they got to work it out to get there. Now, why stop after that for the summer? Because I want to connect New Testament letters with things that are happening in the book of Acts. And if that's the question in chapter 15, do Christians have to follow the law first in order to get and then become Christians? That's the theme of the book of Galatians. Mm-hmm. So it's a thematic connection, and then it's a location connection because this first missionary journey is among the cities that are in Galatia. And we'll go to Galatians, which is a letter written to that region mm-hmm. and the churches there, and not just the ones mentioned in Acts, but others around there, smaller groups would have known of this letter and learned of this letter to learn that salvation is by faith. We're justified by faith and not by the law.
Yeah.
So thematically, locationally, we're connecting, just taking a break in the summer, doing the book of Galatians, and then we'll come back to Acts.
Great.
So all that to say is I encourage people to read Galatians this summer. It's not a long book, mm-hmm. and you can read it more than once, and we will be spending 12-ish weeks in that book on Sunday morning. And then another thing that's happening on Wednesday nights, starting in June, not tomorrow night, because we're still in May, but starting June 5th, for 4 weeks in June, we're going to have a Wednesday night study on loving God with all of our heart. This is a study on the nature of the heart, and then what it means to live out of the new heart, and its functions of thinking and desiring and deciding to love God fully. So I'm looking forward to it, and I would hope people will come, and we'll make some book recommendations and talk about the heart.
Yeah, and when's the first Wednesday night for that?
That is June 5. So okay.
The Wednesday of
first Wednesday of June is when we start.
Oh, June 3 then.
Is that correct?
June 3rd is the first Wednesday.
June 3rd.
There you go.
Don't listen to me. Right. Look at the bulletin.
Check your bulletin. Yeah, we'll confirm all of that.
Is that right? Okay, are you sure?
I'm positive. Okay. My anniversary is June 4th, and it's
okay. June 3rd is the first one.
Yep.
That's when we're going to start.
Okay, we'll look forward to it.
All right, thanks.